Before we announce the headliner for the Chaz and AJ Crabtree Motor Group Toy Drive, we want to talk to Derby Police Deputy Chief Brian Grogan. Remember yesterday at this time, we were talking to Lisa with the animal control place in Shelton about that poor dog that was found dead in Derby in a bag, zip-tied.
Yeah.
And there was a $5,000 reward, and we said, you know, we have to, as a community, stand up. If we know something about this, we got to come forward. We can't let these things happen.
No.
Hours later, Derby Police made an arrest, and they're on the show now. Good morning, Deputy Chief.
Good morning, Chaz.
Hey, thanks for coming on. What happened?
Yeah.
Hey, first, thank you for giving me the opportunity to be on, and congratulations. Great job with the toy drive, making over 50,000.
Thank you.
I just want to say, AJ, too, good to hear your voice, brother. Stay strong.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, man.
Will do. Thanks so much.
Yeah, we were dispatched on the 15th. A resident was walking by. They located a dog deceased in a bag on the sidewalk next to a building by Elizabeth Street. That began our investigation. We got into it. We were able to receive on scene. Anonymous caller reported seeing a suspicious vehicle the day before. And it was great that the caller was able to provide a partial license plate. That began our investigation. Fortunately, we have good working relationships with many of the residents. We were able to pull some videos and identify a suspect vehicle, which led to our detectives investigating. We located the vehicle. They were able to initiate a motor vehicle stop of the suspected vehicle, identified the driver, and the driver subsequently admitted to disposing the dog over there.
Oh!
Wow.
Wow, that's some great police work.
Yeah.
That's really...
Yeah, it was a group effort. Everybody came together. I mean, we have good working relationships with all of our adjacent police departments, including Shelton. We all came together. Stuff like this, I mean, we always say, try to give the voice to those that can't speak. So came together, made it a priority, and got it done pretty quick. Just to correct you, we did not make an arrest yet. The investigation's ongoing still.
Got it. Okay, but it sounds like you have a confession.
We do. So basically what we're going to do, and kudos to Lisa and everybody over at Shelton Animal Control. They really put the call to action out there. We received many phone calls. Desmond's Army for stepping up and offering the $5,000 reward, as well as doing the autopsy. So basically our investigation, once the autopsy is concluded on the dog, that will lead, we'll get more details to know if it is an animal cruelty or if somebody just happened to dispose of a dog, deceased dog there.
Is that the story that he gave police, that the dog died and he just didn't know what to do with it?
Yeah.
The detectives really didn't get into asking that many questions. I don't want to just divulge too much of the details. When he was questioned, he admitted to it.
Got it. All right. Awesome. It's a very troubling story, and I'm glad you have someone that you believe was responsible for at least the dumping of the dog's body. So, Deputy Chief Brian Grogan, thank you for what you do, and thanks for coming on.
I appreciate it. If you give me a quick second, this Sunday at BJ's, we're doing a Stuff a Cruiser. Our auxiliary police department officers are doing their 9th annual Stuff a Cruiser from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at BJ's on Division Street in Derby. All the proceeds go directly to St. Vincent de Paul's. Thanksgiving's coming right around the corner. I'd like to see our small community all come together and support them.
Oh, that's great. How many cruisers are you hoping to stuff?
They do an awesome job every year. It's usually multiple vans they fill up and drive them directly to St. Vincent de Paul's.
Because I think it'd be funny if you actually stuffed a cruiser and then maybe you forgot an item and then a suspect's back there and they're like, hey, man, there's stuffing back here.
Right, whose ham is this?
There's a ham back here with me.
Can I keep this pasta? Yeah. Can I use this in
What's
jail?
What's this kielbasa?
Happy surprise, a little turkey leg.
That's right. Well, thank you, and we'll get that event, and we'll link it up. A lot of food drives this week, and doesn't matter where you go. It's all important. It's all going to someone who needs it. So thank you. Thanks for what you do. Thanks to the Derby PD. Appreciate you.
You as well. Keep up the good work. Appreciate
thank you. You too. What a cool dude. Mm-hmm. All right. Are you ready? We're going to announce this now. The Chaz and AJ Crabtree Motor Group Toy Drive is happening Friday, December 12th, 6 to 10 a.m. at Jordan's Furniture in New Haven. Headlining the event this year will be Quiet Riot. Quiet Riot performing the Chaz and AJ Crabtree Motor Group Toy Drive Friday, December 12th, 6 to 10 a.m. live at Jordan Furniture in New Haven. They're playing at Mohegan that night, but you can see them in a mini set that morning while helping kids in your community have a nice holiday.
Awesome.
But wait, that's not all.
Oh, what?
So Quiet Riot's headlining this year's support act will be Sponge. So you got Quiet Riot, you got Sponge, you got the Rum Runners, and the Rock House School of Music.
Excellent.
Admission is a new unwrapped toy or a cash donation. All donations benefit local children's charities. Of course, Jimmy Coppock will stop by with a handful of tickets.
Of course.
Governor Lamont, Scott Haney, and others. Friday, December 12th, 6 to 10 a.m., Jordan's Furniture in New Haven.
Oh,
pretty wild.
Christmas. Yeah.
I can't wait.
Quiet Riot.
Nice.
Quiet friggin' Riot. This is the biggest one so far.
It's going to be quiet at all.
No, it will not be quiet.
It's going to be a riot.
Wow. It's going to be loud.
That's excellent. Yeah. Wow.
They're talking to John over at Rock House now about the stuff, and right. I could tell this is... They're not kidding around.
Yeah, it's not a half set for them.
They're not like, all right, we'll come in, you know, whatever. Whatever's there. They're like, nope, we need specific things. I'm like, ooh, right. This is going to be a concert.
We have a list of things.
Yeah, it's going to be a not-so-quiet riot.
this thing here has been outlawed.
Yeah, I run into people, you know, throughout the years, say, oh, you know, I keep meaning to get to that toy drive. That okay, well, harder. This would be the year, okay?
Yeah. Don't miss this one.
This is the year.
Yeah. Last year was my first toy drive, and I still think about it, and I'm, like, so excited for this one.
Oh,
it's,
bananas.
Like, unbelievable.
Put on two pairs of socks.
I got to bring my tissues. It's emotional seeing all the toys.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's a lot of people to thank for putting this on, and we'll give you all those names as time goes on. But, you know, this is going to benefit BH Care, Boys and Girls Village, Central Connecticut Coast YMCA, the Center for Family Justice, Family Center Services of Connecticut, Holiday for Giving in Wallingford, and the Boys and Girls Club of the Lower Naugatuck Valley.
Oh boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
All right, a shootout over turkeys.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
99.1
Dumbass.
TLR. Look, kids, it's AJ.
Hey, kids, go bang your heads. Into each other.
I like how they point at you when they say dumbass.
They always do, and they're so smug about it. Like, I don't know.
They're very good pointers.
Yes, very
good. Shootout over turkeys. Let's go to the news report.
Well, the Food Lion on Main Street in High Point has reopened after being closed for a police investigation last night. Officers say there was a fight inside the store over a turkey, but the chaos spilled into the parking lot where a customer was shot. ABC 45's Christian Gladney has video of the incident. We want to warn you first, these images you're about to see may be considered disturbing.
Yeah, Ashley. Police say it was a chaotic scene.
Yeah, Ashley.
They might be disturbing.
Someone She's all shot. Professional, and then he's right. just a goof.
And now here's Mike Macho to tell you more.
Yeah, Ashley.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Can you play it again?
Two guys shot. There's a turkey, and oh, my God, it was very disturbing.
It's
and
nasty.
My shoes fell off.
Yeah. It's, what was her last name?
The Long Island?
Rizzuti.
It's Nancy Rizzuti. Oh, my God.
This was not the turkey shoe we hoped for.
I came out of my shoes, ran outside, and now I'm standing on the cold sidewalk.
No makeup. No lip gloss.
I'm freezing my butter balls off.
Wow. You know, what do you say? You got to say it may be disturbing, but
maybe.
Shouldn't you say this is pretty disturbing? A person got shot over a freaking turkey.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ashley.
Yeah, yeah. Ashley.
It's a freaking nightmare.
All right.
Yeah, Ashley. Police say it was a chaotic scene when a customer started fighting with an employee inside the store over the turkey. We have a viewer-submitted video that shows a little bit of what happened before the altercation moved outside. As you can see in this video, during this argument, another customer reported...
Where'd they find this guy? TikTok?
During this argument?
Hits his teeth.
Yeah, now he sounds like Andy Samberg.
Yeah, he's the coffee boy.
I don't know what's going on, guys!
Get me the office coffee boy.
Yeah, actually, it's crazy.
I don't know how to describe it, so just watch the video.
You can see these two guys over here, and they're very angry with each other, and they're very upset.
I like this better than the actual report.
We still don't even know what happened.
I know.
I didn't get to that yet.
Okay.
As you can see in this video, during this argument, another customer reportedly stepped in and started to argue with the first man. Freezing the video.
Sounds like the report from a little brother telling on his sister.
And then...
I've never heard someone overpronounce every letter of first man.
Where'd he learn to talk?
Who is this guy?
All right.
To argue with the first man. Freezing the video here, one of the men can be seen on camera pulling out a gun and pointing it directly at the person he was fighting. Following the argument, one of the men, it's unclear which...
He wrote the script himself, and he's reading it word for word. It's almost like he said each word individually, then edited it together.
He actually pronounced the G at the end of fighting. Fighting.
Right. First man.
Someone told him every word matters.
Enunciate.
It's unclear which.
It's strange that the gunfight over turkeys isn't the story here. It's this weirdo.
No. I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's Sheldon from the mailroom. Hey, coffee boy, get over here. You're doing a report.
All right.
Following the argument, one of the men, it's unclear which, walked outside to get a gun. In response, the other man walked out of the store as well. Police say that once outside, the two men started shooting.
Wow. When Morgan Freeman dies, I nominate this guy for narrator.
Yeah, he's like the opposite. Like if you if you have that evolution chart where it shows the guy all hunched over on one side and then the man on the other side,
oh,
Morgan
Rectus,
Freeman
yeah.
would be the man standing up straight, and he would be the guy hunched over, you know, voiceover talent.
Like these sentences are not incorrect, but they're word filler. Like when I would write like an essay, and it's like, oh, you have to hit 800 words or whatever. It's like, yes, then the other man followed the first man outside to the same parking lot. It's like, we know. You can just say he followed him. We get it.
It feels like a kid's giving a book report for the first time.
That's right.
In response, the other man walked out of the store as well. Police say that once outside, the two men started shooting at each other, with one of them being hit in the arm. Investigators tell us the man who was shot is recovering and that this is an isolated incident. So far, nobody has been charged with any crimes, but this investigation will continue. Reporting in the studio, I'm Christian Gladney, ABC 45 News.
What studio?
Standing up
it's for you.
Hold it.
It sounds like it's his bedroom and he's got his feety pajamas on. All right, go back to that rap.
You want to hear the tag out?
Yeah.
Reporting in the studio, I'm Christian Gladney, ABC 45 News, standing up for you.
How did he stand up for us in any way? He did a report.
A man.
Was there a Superstar USA for reporters that I missed? Because he
Seriously.
Won.
Yeah.
He's trying to do a Mike Boguslawski from Channel 8 back when it was Action News 8. I'm Mike Boguslawski, and I'm in your corner. Does anyone remember that guy?
More.
You
got
to be kind of old to remember him.
Yep.
Standing up for you.
We got to find more reports from this guy.
Where were you when the shots were fired?
Yeah, I'm in the studio under my desk.
That guy's not standing up for me.
What are you talking about?
Standing up for you.
The coffee maker.
Yeah. You did a report. You didn't solve a mystery.
Yeah, Ashley.
Studio.
Yeah, Ashley.
Yeah. Oh, my God. How long have those braces been off?
Yeah, Ashley.
Standing up for you.
Chaz and AJ.
I'm more
fortunate
guy.
Hello.
Hello. Can you turn the volume down, please? Thank you.
Yeah.
You're on. What's up?
I'm curious. You had your big toy drive.
Hold on 1 second. I thought this guy was going to interrupt, but now I realize it's good. Go ahead.
Goodbye.
What?
Thank you for wasting my time talking to you because you weren't paying attention.
He hung up on me.
Wow.
He hung up on me.
Wow. Yeah, Ashley.
Oh, that was abrupt.
Well, you know, no one has any sound of the shootout over turkeys.
I know. Where'd this
guy got shot in the arm over turkeys?
The arm.
And his delivery is so distracting, I couldn't even tell you what happened.
Yeah.
Right. I know two guys went in, they started fighting over price, and then one followed the other out, and a gunfight occurred, and one got shot in the arm.
That was the whole story. Right. Yeah. Like, you didn't need 90 seconds to tell it.
Right.
We had Action Jackson telling us it.
The first man followed the second man into the parking lot, where they were both parked from previously entering the store.
He pulled out a gun and shot the man in the armor.
Pulled the trigger. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Lou.
Lou Graham.
Hello.
Yeah,
Lou Graham. Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
Hello.
All right, hold on. I got to give you a proper introduction.
Yeah.
By the way, the cell doesn't sound great. Can you talk into the mouthpiece? Ladies and gentlemen, on the phone, lead singer of Foreigner, Lou Graham.
How's that sound, better?
Way better. Thank you.
Okay, good.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's been a long time.
Yeah, when was it? A year or two? And we were, you let us come into your trailer and hang out with you at the Milford Oyster Festival. And you're just such a nice guy. You're so nice.
Oh, stop it.
And you're talented.
Yes, you know? Nice and talented.
Okay, I'll take that.
All right. Foreigner 4 Deluxe Tour coming to the Toyota Oakdale Theater in Wallingford Tuesday, December 9th. What does that mean, Foreigner 4 Deluxe? So you're doing that album?
We're doing the complete album and some of the other big hits. But we're doing the complete album in the same running order that it was on the album back in 1981.
Wow.
All right. Remind me what's on that. Hold on. I have it right here.
There you go.
Oh, this is a good album. Okay, so here's track 2.
Nice.
Jukebox Era. This is a standard, by the way. Like, this song has never gone away.
No.
Standing in the rain.
Do you remember recording this song and, like, did you guys feel like it was something special?
Yes. It was. The recording was not the easiest in the world, we were produced by Mutt Lang, and he had a lot of different ideas, and he wanted all of his ideas to make a sound like AC/DC. And I had to tell him, I says, we're not AC/DC. I says, we're Foreigner, and we do things our own way.
Was he asking you to change your voice to be scruffier?
Well, you know how it starts out, standing in the rain. He wanted to start out, standing in the rain, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
He did that to Def Leppard, by the way. If you listen to Def Leppard's first album, it's totally different. And then their second album, High and Dry, with Mutt Lange producing it, is AC/DC.
Right.
Yeah.
Enough already, Mutt, you know?
Mutt, we already have an AC/DC. And then you made a mini AC/DC with Def Leppard. You don't need another one.
No.
Good for you guys. So was that did that create tension in the studio?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he was a little stunned that I just didn't say, okay, I'll do it that way, Mutt. I said, the song tears it up at a certain point of the song, but we like it to come in a little more subtly and build.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, okay. But after the song was completed, he goes, you were right.
Oh, that's nice. Cool.
That's good.
At least he was able to do that, you know, acknowledge that, all right, this is way better this way.
You're right, I was wrong.
And you guys were already well established by this point.
I think so.
Yeah, I think that luckily this didn't happen to you on your first album where you have a big time producer come in and say, I want you to sound this way, because you might have done it, right?
Right.
Yes, that's right.
And then can you imagine like this song? Waiting for a Girl Like You.
Right.
Done like AC/DC.
Some hard. Yeah. You'll scare the girl off.
I've been waiting.
Yeah. She'll think you went nuts.
Oh, I've been looking too hard.
I don't know what.
This is another killer song, man. And your voice, like there are some Foreigner songs that like no one else can sing these songs but Lou Gramm. Like, and this is one of them.
Thank you very much.
That sounds like it's coming from inside. Like, was this, you were tapping into something there on that one.
I think so, but let me tell you what was going on. In the studio, when the introduction of the song started playing, all of a sudden the studio door opened, and this beautiful young girl walked in and walked down the three stairs and sat on the sofa. Facing me, and Nick and the producer were up another level, so they couldn't see her. And meanwhile, she's sitting there smiling at me while I'm singing to her. And then as the outro comes back in, ding, 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 she gets up and she walks out the door. And when the song was over, I says, who was that girl? And they said, who was what? I said, the girl that came in here and sat down while I was singing. No, really? But you know what? I figured they set me up for that.
Right.
Right.
To be a little more inspired.
That's genius.
Like they didn't know anything about it.
Oh, man, because I'm listening to the song. I'm like, this is coming from his inner soul. Mm-hmm. You know, this isn't he's just reading some words. I don't know what I would find. Wow. I'm surprised that girl didn't just like wrap herself around you like, yes, Lou.
I'm yours.
I'm your group.
I'm the girl you've been waiting for.
And here's your coffee.
And then also on the album?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're in like the Foreigner intros are all pretty epic. I mean, you guys know how to start a song.
Well, that's I gotta hand that to Mick. His guitar playing is exemplary on these albums, and you know a lot of the songs are riff based songs,
right?
And he knew how to make them start to grab the audience's attention immediately, and that really made it spectacular live.
Lou Gramm is on Foreigner 4 Deluxe Tour coming to Toyota Oakdale Theater in Wallingford Tuesday, December 9th. What a nice treat that is. How does it feel being back with the band?
It feels great. I mean, this is the new Foreigner, so there's none of the original members left, but But just being part of this is a lot of fun for me.
No, but that's the hook for people to go, is that it's Lou freaking Graham. This is what we've been waiting for. I've been waiting for a Lou Graham like you.
To walk into my life.
Oh, no. To come onto my stage.
Did you hear him? He goes, oh, no.
Okay, got to go now.
No, but this is what the fans want, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
He's going to give it to him.
I don't know. It's not Foreigner without Lou Graham.
No.
It's not. It's just not. You know?
Well, I wish Mick was healthy enough to take him in this too, you know. His playing is so exemplary.
Oh, so great.
His style is so good. It really leaves a positive, lasting impression.
How's he doing? When I saw Foreigner like many years ago, and Mick came out for like one or two songs, and the whole place went nuts, and he was the only original member, you know.
Yes.
How's he doing?
Not real well.
No, that's a bummer, man.
Sorry to hear.
Yep.
We're losing them all, Lou. Like,
yes, we are.
All the greats from that time period, you know?
Well, you know, time marches on, and you can't, you know, you age, and you can't stop that. And when you age, things start going on.
How many girls do you think threw their clothes at you when you were singing Hot Blooded?
I didn't count them, but it was at least half a dozen to a dozen.
A night. I mean, that song, all you have to do is, while you're singing that song.
Yeah.
Run, okay, so have you ever sung that song and you're singing it to a girl and she's with a dude, and like you say in the song, like you got to lose you-know-who.
Right.
Like,
little awkward for the guy.
When I say that, the guy laughs.
Right.
But there are the times when he gets pissed off, too.
Yeah. No, right. I could see that. Yeah.
Or he throws his underwear at you. I meant her. Sorry.
Yeah.
Or he gives me sign language. I'll see you at the show.
That's, right. Yeah.
We can make a secret rendezvous. Yes.
Yeah, we can make a secret rendezvous. What a friggin' song, man.
That's awesome.
Oh, man. That album is so good. Like, there's so many great Foreigner songs. Some of them didn't even get airplay. Like, what's your favorite Foreigner song that never got a lot of airplay?
Let me think for a second. I don't know. All I can think of is the big ones. You got one?
Yeah, Star Rider.
Oh, that got some FM radio, rock radio airplay.
Yeah, not a lot, though. Like, you know... not a lot of people know that one.
Yeah.
That's Mick singing that, you know.
Is it?
He's singing the verses, and I sing the speed increase in all control.
Wow. Oh, holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he did it well.
And on his when Mick played his long extended solo, I would jump on a set of drums right next to Dennis, and we would play matching drums.
Oh, that's cool.
That's excellent.
That's very cool.
Oh, I didn't know you knew how to play drums.
Oh, yeah. I was a drummer before I was a singer.
How did you become the singer?
When we were writing new songs, and I was trying to put the words across to the audience from behind a big set of drums. So it wasn't really working out. So we decided we either got to get a singer or we got to get another drummer and I'll sing.
Well, I'm glad they picked you. This, like you guys said, okay, you sing, because that your voice is unique. There's no other rock vocalist like you.
No, thanks.
Yeah.
You know, we tried to get a singer. We tried to find good singers, but the guys that we liked didn't want to play with us because we were starting to do all originals. They wanted to play top 40 so they can get the money.
Oh.
You know, we were in it for the long haul.
That had to be hard for them to listen to the radio in the late 70s and the 80s.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's hard. It's like, oh, damn it. They're on their way to some corner bar, and it's like, hey, tonight on the special, Foreigner.
Right. Here's one for you. We had at first, when we started putting the band together, we had a black drummer. he was very good. He had double bass drums, and he was a great player, a nice guy too. But at some point, he let Mick and the rest of us know that he just didn't have the feeling that this band was going to make it. So he quit and he enlisted in the Navy.
Oh. Well, God bless him for serving the country, but also. Yes.
Bad decision.
He was not good at calling picking bands.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, he was probably in the Navy on the ship, like, hey man, I quit that band.
Like, right. Yeah, sure you did.
Sure yeah. You did.
Yeah, sure you did, right.
Yeah.
No, really, I was.
No, really, man, I was a drummer and I left then.
Come on.
Yeah, okay. Go back to
You're
peeling potatoes.
I
was going to say, give me 10 more push-ups.
Right. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, this here's another. Like, there's so many great Foreigner songs.
This one I love, yes.
Ah, great Huff, man. That one you had to know when you were making that one, man. This one's going to be solid. Yeah.
It just as we were recording it, we knew it had the potential to be really good song.
Lou Gramm is on the show. He's coming with Foreigner 4 Deluxe Tour, hitting the Toyota Oakdale Theater in Wallingford Tuesday, December 9th. They're playing the Foreigner 4, then they're playing a bunch of hits. And are you recruiting a local high school chorus to sing?
Yeah,
we're talking about it on the air. So if you're interested, look it up. You just Google it; it'll come up, and you could, you know, how cool is that? I remember when you guys first came out with "I Want to Know What Love Is," and you had to in every city you played, you would have a local chorus.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, they usually black choirs from churches tour.
Very soulful.
Yep. And we used to have a girl who was a really great singer. We'd send her ahead 2 or 3 weeks to the places we were going to play, and she would audition the choirs, and she'd pick one, and she gave them all the information and what to wear and where to be, and it ran as smooth as silk when the night of the show was.
Awesome. Lou, great to hear from you. We're looking forward to your show Tuesday, December 9th at the Toyota Oakdale Theater in Wallingford. We're linked up to tickets at WPLR.com. Thank you, brother.
You're going to be there then, right?
Absolutely. Can I get backstage? Can I come back and say hello?
Yes, of course.
Okay, I'm going to say Lou said.
Right.
Yeah, we'll call window. I'll make sure you guys have backstage passes. Don't they give you those automatically?
Yeah, it's a different time now.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right. Thank you, man.
Sounds good.
I'll see you on the 9th.
Sounds good. Take care.
All right.
Thank you. You too.
There's another great Foreigner song right here.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
A dog shot its owner.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News. Dumbass.
Look, kids, it's AJ.
Don't you children have lives?
Dumbass.
Guess not.
All right, what do we have here? A clip? It's a clip. It was in Pennsylvania?
It's not a very long, it's not a whole report. It's just sort of a quick story.
Here's an overview.
A Berks County man says he was accidentally shot by his dog. The bizarre mishap happened late last night at a home on the 300 block of State Street in Shillington. The man told police he was cleaning a shotgun and put it down on his bed. When the man sat down on the bed, he says the dog jumped up onto the bed, causing the firearm to discharge and strike him in the lower back. The man was rushed to the hospital where he underwent surgery.
Who's a bad dog? Who's a bad dog?
You don't clean a loaded shotgun. One, dumbass.
What the hell?
Step one, open gun, remove bullets.
Right. Make sure you get the dog a treat.
Yeah, really. Make sure the dog's well fed and went out.
Right.
Yeah.
That bloodthirsty.
He's like, oh,
I said I'm going to walk now.
Yeah, like, I'm a bad boy? How about this?
Right. Yeah.
Ouch.
Okay. Say hello to my little friend. You want to go for a walk? Okay. Say hello to my little friend. Look at you now. Who can't walk now? Look at you now. I told you. Just stop it!
Never mind. I wonder what the dog did after that.
I know. Did it feel bad? It was like, oh.
Right.
Wag his tail.
Or
I really
got to
pee now. I really got to pee now. I really got to pee now.
Right. Now I got to go out.
Right.
And this guy can't walk.
I just shut the cookie guy. I just shut
called
the cookie
911.
Yeah, that's an embarrassing call.
I have can't pick the phone up.
I swear it was my dog.
Right.
Oh, God.
Oops. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to clean the gun. And then who just lays it on the bed?
Yeah.
Apparently idiots.
We know one guy.
Yeah, one guy in Pennsylvania, 53 years right. old.
He won't do that again.
He's lucky he's going to see his 54th birthday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now he can get a nice tramp stamp over the scar.
Yep.
Of his dog. Yeah, of his dog on paw print.
Yeah. Picture of Fido. Yeah.
All right, next story. 81 monkeys and some crystal meth.
Oh.
Smugglers caught with 81 monkeys and some crystal meth.
Wow. That sounds like a song from Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah.
81 monkeys and some crystal meth.
Right, exactly. Never mind Margaritaville. We got monkeys.
The smell of rum still on his breath.
Officials.
We're in no way again with 81 monkeys.
81
Searching
monkeys.
For my lost vial of drugs.
So many.
I just love that they were like, you know what? 82 is too many to smuggle.
Right.
80. 81. No, we could do one more. One more. Right. 81. 81, that's right. The number. We could smuggle this.
Now, how'd they smuggle them? They put them in a big barrel and had them link arms?
I know, exactly.
How do you smuggle 81 monkeys?
You need big underwears.
Oh, my God.
It's a monkey in my pants. They want a banana. What do I do?
This story lacks details. It goes into what smugglers make and what the business is, $426 to $652 billion a year. And,
yeah.
I want to know, where were they? Were they in a truck? Were they?
Yeah.
The meth they're saying was for personal use. So they weren't smuggling the meth. They just had meth.
Well, thankfully, they didn't give it to the monkeys. Yeah. Oh, my God.
The monkey's like, I'm going to try a little hit. It's been a hard day.
Oh, great.
What does meth do again? Does that mellows you out or gets you crazy?
No, it gets you amped up.
No, amps you up.
Oh, imagine that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like cocaine on steroids.
That's a good name for a band. Meth Monkeys.
Or Monkeys on Meth. One of the two, yeah.
I would not even be shocked if that already exists somewhere.
Right. Let's look it up. Meth Monkeys.
Yeah. The Meth Monkeys.
The Meth Monkeys.
It's really heavy.
Right.
I just get this story.
They got a song called I Got Your Banana Hanging.
Let's search on Spotify.
Meth Monkeys. I don't know.
Meth Monkeys.
You could sing it to Kiss's Rock Bottom. Meth Monkeys.
Oh, you know you better give me bananas. Meth
There's
monkeys.
A playlist on Spotify called Meth Monkeys. So maybe it's good.
What's on it?
I don't know.
Chaz and AJ.
Yes, how you doing?
Yes.
Hey, you. Oh, good.
I'm on for Stump the Chumps. Is this it?
Oh, you're calling in early.
No, it's Meth Monkeys.
All right, let me just put you on hold.
There is Monkey and the Meth Head as a band.
Oh.
They have an Instagram page, but it doesn't look like they're active.
You know, somewhere scientists have given meth to monkeys.
Definitely.
Yeah, like the Stranger Things scientists.
Right.
The Montauk Project.
I don't want anyone to do that again, but can we see the video? Wouldn't you want to see the video? Like
those things are... They probably just explode.
Meth Monkeys.
Meth monkeys.
Like break a tree with their bare hands.
I wonder if they ever tried to train monkeys to go attack and beat up people. Like,
like defense.
Yeah. Cool. Now we're going to do it with robots. But at some point, did they, you know, was there a theory like, hey, we can get 100 monkeys, train them how to fight, and we'll just send them over to Orange?
It's called
you know what I mean? Little white hooks.
Clearly, it didn't work out because we've never done it.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's like, oh, man.
On the next season of Cobra Kai,
we lost another team of scientists. Do you want to continue with this, you know, monkey fighting thing? Yeah. No.